he was famous for saying he never met a man he didn't like.
Well, Will Jr. gave the comment about that, kind of. He said, Dad really liked everybody. He meant by that, until they prove different, I'm going to like them. But if they don't, you know, come up to standards and don't really live the way they should, why, then I'm free to not like them.
Do you recall that ever happening around here?
No. I don't.
What about you? You were 16 when Will died. Tell us about your life after Will.
I kept in touch with Paula here. I married in 39. Then in 46, I moved to Caney, Kansas. My husband and I had Meyer Greenhouse, and it was a big lot of five buildings, greenhouse buildings, all glass.
Your husband's name?
Jim. James W. Meyer and I married in Sedan, Kansas in 1939. We had two children and moved in 46 to Caney, Kansas, across the line from Oklahoma in Bartlesville. We wholesaled to Bartlesville and Skytook and Collinsville and Tulsa and all, because we had such a big range of growing area that we could wholesale and retail. And we had a real good little business local. We sold some to Wichita. We always sent our sweet peas to Wichita by bus. And snapdragons part of the time. But the people in Tulsa wanted our snapdragons and carnations because they lasted forever. They were always fresh and they would outlast other shipped in flowers. Anyway, we kept in touch. So every November 4th, I would quit work and get down here. And Paula would tell me ahead who was coming and said, Belle, get Doris and her family to come. Usually the boys were in school.
Talking about your children.
Yeah.
So you had two children.
I had two boys.
Two boys.
We would come, and that's when I would meet all these famous people. People that were marshals for the parades. And then also, people would find out who I was, and then they would say, well, Will was this and that to me. And they would tell me their stories. We would trade stories about him and different people. One of them was Rudolph and his violin when he went to Cherryville, Kansas for the Lions Club, and he taught the kids in school, and he gave a little program in the high school auditorium. So we went from Caney to Cherryville for this program. We got there, and he was so good, and he was talking to us, and he said, I'm running overtime. And he said, by the way, this watch was given to me by Will Rogers while I was in the Follies at one time. He was such an influence for me and encouraged me as a foreign person to keep doing what I was doing and how important it was. Rudolph said, I'll talk to people after the show. So Jim said, let's go up. And I said, no, Jim, we're not going up. He said, we are too. He talked about your Uncle Will. Let's go and tell him who you are. Well, when we did, Rudolph said, don't you dare leave. You stay here. And I'm going to talk to you special. So we stayed after he got through talking to everybody else. And he said, now we've got to go to my room out at the motel. I've got something I've got to show you and give you. So we did that. We were visiting and stuff, and he hadn't eaten a bite since noon. He says, I never eat before I entertain because I'm always uptight and nervous about how my performance might be. And I guess that's common, no matter how big they are. Anyway, Rudolph had some things to give me, and then he put us on his Christmas card list. And we got beautiful Christmas cards and a little note on it from then on. One time, Uncle Will, first time he came out on a lecture circuit on his own, he had a quartet. The quartet sang and entertained, and then he was supposed to talk or rope or something, and then they were supposed to do another number. Then he would finish up. Well, it was so popular in Tulsa that they had 300 people on the back of the stage, all around the stage. And here he was talking to everybody out front and turning over to the back, you know. And sure enough, they had the lobby full. All the aisles were full. It was packed, and people were even outdoors with the door open to see if they could see him or hear him on the street.
Was that in the...
In Tulsa. A convention center, they called it. It burned.
Okay.
I remember very much when it burned. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was tragic. But anyway, he walked around that block two or three times before he went in to do that performance. He was so scared because there were so many people. And he thought, what can I say to these hometown people? He got to talking, and there was a break, and two little girls brought a big bouquet from Clammore and gave him. He had tears in his eyes and said, I've never had anything like this happen. And he was so tickled, they kept wanting him to talk longer, and he went overtime. He said, well, I've got to sit down. And he sat on the apron of that stage and talked another 45 minutes. All these people standing, not a one ever left. They all stood that whole time.
Were you there?
No, my mother and dad were. That was something to show what he meant to the family. He had Aunt Sally and some of the girls, my mom and dad, and Aunt Estelle in Tulsa. He had them all come to Bartlesville for the first night. They were in the hotel, and then they all ate breakfast there, and then they went to Tulsa. And at Tulsa, they stayed at the hotel, and they all visited all day. Aunt Betty was with him, see. They lined all this up ahead and knew his schedule. So they all went to Tulsa. They went to Ponca City the next night and saw the show. The next night, they were in Wichita, and then they all went home from Wichita. He paid all their expenses to be there so he could visit with them. Now, that's a big deal for a family.
Yeah. He was just talking. That wasn't the Will Rogers Follies at
no,
that point.
No, this was
He was just talking to them.
Yeah, doing his monologue thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people loved it. They told him later, do away with that quartet. We don't want to have a time out. We want you to give us the full time.
So he could probably talk for a couple of hours to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his show, see, would be an hour and a half maybe with the music and stuff. But then he sat down there and talked all that extra.